How's it going?
Good. I guess, first off, when your number got called on Saturday to go out there and punt, what was going through your mind at that point?
You know, it's something we have, we've been practicing, and Coach Ference asked it of me, and Coach Herb, and a lot of the other coaches, so I knew I had to be prepared, and been practicing a lot, so I knew when the situation came, I just had to be prepared.
Was that something that you started thinking about, like, as the team was starting to move, and then maybe had James got sacked, and then you put yourself out of field goal range? Did you start thinking at that point, okay, they're going to be calling on me if there's a fourth down?
I mean, yeah, I kind of just prepare myself throughout the whole time, you know, whether it be holding or signaling or punting. I'm trying to keep myself warm. So, but yeah, I mean, there's a certain range that I'm doing. So, you know, anytime I get in that area, I'm just kind of mentally preparing myself for that.
So it's part of the game plan in terms of what's the yardage range where they send you out to punt?
It just varies week to week. It just kind of depends. That's probably something better to ask the coaches. That's kind of out of my jurisdiction. But, yeah, I mean, it'll change from week to week, I'm sure, and it'll depend on who their returners are and what personnel they have. But, you know, I just got to keep being ready.
Mike, he had a performance where he made 4 out of 5 mm-hmm. field goals. His day in Big Ten, especially this player week. It seemed like on a lot of those kicks, too, the snaps seemed kind of high. You were able to get it down for him. Just what with his game stood out to you and just being able to make the field goals given all those circumstances?
Yeah, I mean, that's just part of the game. Those things are going to happen. You know, everybody thinks, you know, like a long snapper, a holder, a kicker, they've got an easy job. But there's a lot of preparing, a lot of muscle memory and focus that comes into that. And you know, whether the snap's high, the hold's bad, you know, we gotta come to a collective as the three of us and, you know, try to do the best that we can in the situation. And whether it's high or it's perfect snap, I've got to get it down either way.
What was your reaction when you saw that 50-yard field goal go through the upright? Because he said he didn't see it.
I was kind of shocked because Mike fell down.
Yeah.
So I remember him kicking it, and then I saw him kind of wipe out and land on his back. But I looked, and I saw it went over the upright. So I kind of just put my hands in the air. Nice little celebration. It's a good field goal.
Did you drop the ball any differently than maybe you normally would for a regular punt?
Yeah, it's called an Aussie style punt. So basically, you just hold the ball vertically, and you got to kick one end of it, and you know, hopefully, it bites down there somewhere. So yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah, it looks a little different.
You learned that from Johnny?
No, Johnny. I don't know if Johnny knew it before he came here or not, but actually, Eric Guthrie. I saw a tweet message that he left this week, and that he was taking credit for the win or something like that. But I think he was the first one to show me. Probably him or Donahue. So
were you surprised when your name, or was this planned? You knew you were in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of knew that. You know, there would be like a specific area that I would be put in for that. So I guess, you know, like I told them, I just kind of had to prepare myself and be ready for the situation.